Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the most eye-opening and humanizing things I ever did was to develop an interest in family history and genealogy. There are things hidden in our family tree that might surprise us. People who formed us and people who formed the people who formed us. And including the full range of the human condition. If your family is like mine, you've got the good, the bad, the boring, and the bizarre. Which goes a long way to explain the quirks of relatives who are still living today. Roots can really make you human, in the best sense of the term. Today, on the 75th anniversary of the dedication of this church building, on the feast of the birth of Mary, your patron saint here in Helena, our gospel reading contains Matthew's version of Jesus' genealogy. And his message is that when God became man in Jesus, born of Mary, it was not merely the taking on of flesh and bones. Jesus took on the human condition in the full sense of the term. And his family tree included the good, the bad, the boring, and the bizarre. There was Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob and Rachel, to whom he could point with pride. Persons of faith who took real risks to do what God wanted. But there were also some unsavory characters. You want dysfunction and incest? Read Genesis 38. The bizarre story of how Tamar came to conceive Perez by her father-in-law. Not a healthy family system. You want sin, adultery, and murder? Read how Solomon was sired by David, who had earlier committed adultery with Bathsheba, whose husband he then killed to cover up his sin. You want misogyny? The only women mentioned in the genealogy are those that had something a little bit wrong with them. Foreigners like Ruth and Rahab, or were guilty of serious sin like Tamar and the wife of Uriah. You want stupidity? Read about Jesus' ancestor, King Rehoboam, whose poor leadership caused the kingdom to be split in two. And then there's all those people who we don't know a thing about. The other kings of Judah who were ineffective and unfaithful to God. And then there was Josiah and Hezekiah, reformers who came too late. And Zadok, who restored the priesthood after the return from Babylon. Something for everybody. When we read this genealogy at Christmas time, we typically think of the baby Jesus, innocent and undefiled, lying sweetly in the manger. But here, Matthew gives us the rest of the story. That even though Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin, his roots, too, were very human. And thus, he proclaims to us a Jesus who took on the weight of the human condition in all of its ambiguity and complexity. Jesus had great relatives in his immediate family, Mary, whose birth we celebrate today, and Joseph. Nothing could be better than that. But like all of us, his family roots, more broadly considered, were a whole nother story. And it is here that Jesus undertook his great work of redemption. He was like us in everything but sin. And that everything included a complicated family heritage. In defending the truth of Jesus' full humanity, without in any way denying his divinity, the early church fathers continually proclaimed that what was not assumed, what Jesus did not take on, what was not assumed was not redeemed. So if we have been redeemed by Jesus, part of the reason is that he took on our human condition in the full sense of the term. Your parish here, St. Mary's in Helena, is one of the oldest in the state. In fact, the first bishop of Arkansas died here, was buried here. This building is 75 years old, but your parish is much older. Anniversaries are a time for reflecting on the past, in part because the past has a big role in making us who we are today. So I encourage you to take a little time looking into the genealogy of your parish, so to speak. I think you're a parish that treasures your parish history. And not just all the priests and nuns who have served you so well throughout all the years, and also the lay people, many of whom lived their Catholic faith courageously in a time when it was not easy to be a Catholic in Arkansas. I'll bet you find some very inspiring people, probably, and if you're a longtime Helena Catholic, probably in your own family tree. You might find a few scoundrels as well. The good, the bad, the boring, and maybe even the bizarre. All of us gathered here today are members of a single human family writ large. All of us brothers and sisters of each other. Jesus is the head of our family, and Mary is our mother. And what a joy it is to celebrate her birthday today.